thank you very much, Ms. Hunt, for this really interesting conversation, but also the provocative nature of some of the things you've said. I think it's really important that we open up some of these discussions. So I've particularly enjoyed your detour to feminist theory, and I think the concept of masculinity and toxic masculinity sometimes makes people a bit, you know, feeling a little bit defensive, but it's actually about also what challenges men face as a result of that. So gender is not really around women. It's not only about women, it's about, you know, men, women, boys and girls and the dynamics between them. So thank you very much for taking us on that journey. But also thank you for making that call for stepping it up for inclusivity, which I think was really needed. But also for ending with that challenge. So I hope that it will trend. I mean, we're not that many to get it trending, but maybe we could get it trending with all these challenges that we see online these days. If we have enough millennials in the room, we might have some chance at it. But maybe I'll just have another challenge. I've been told that in these panels, there isn't that much feedback from the audience. So I would like to challenge one of you just to share a reflection. How realistic it is, how possible it is really to bring in these gender consideration and age consideration into your work, whether you're working in a national authority or you're working on a mine action program in another capacity. Can just maybe a few tell us how realistic? Do we sound like idealistic people who are not necessarily making that much realistic sense? Are there significant challenges and barriers that we can't go over? Or is there really things already happening and you see the potential for them? So we're going to start. Thank you very much for taking the challenge, please.
Thank you very much.